Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Elizabeth.
Yes.
Hi, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How about you?
Excellent.
Great. We're going to send you to see Fortune at the Ensemble Theater. If you could just tell us which one of these headlines is the real one. Are you ready? All right, it's an A. Woman gets DUI with tequila and 14 chihuahuas in her VW bug. It's a B. Woman tells the cop she has a medical marijuana card, but it does not cover her crack cocaine. Or C. Guy gets pulled over and hands cop get out of DUI free card.
I'm going to go with B.
You're right.
All right.
Well done.
Yay.
This happened last month, but the police just released the report now. Back on December 20th, the cops in Fort Pierce, Florida, pulled over a 46-year-old woman. Her name hasn't been released, but I guess the cops smelled weed coming from the car. And the woman told him it was because, well, she had a medical marijuana card. Yeah.
Yeah, that should cover it, right?
And she pointed to a hooded sweatshirt in the car where he could find it, but then when he picked up the sweatshirt, a crack pipe fell out.
Uh-oh. Yeah, not good.
I don't have a card for that. But the woman did not have a medical crack cocaine card. That does not exist. She was arrested for cocaine possession. So speaking of sitting on hold, you know, another option is you can leave a voicemail and have them call you back.
Mm-hmm.
But according to a new book about 21st century etiquette, leaving someone a voicemail is now considered rude.
Mm.
The book is called Kill Reply All, A Modern Guide to Online Etiquette. The author argues that there's no purpose for voicemails in the modern age, and having to sit through a 2-minute message is incredibly inefficient and inconvenient. Well, sure, if it's a 2-minute message. She says you should never leave voicemails now. And if someone doesn't pick up, just hang up and send them a text instead. Spur-of-the-moment phone calls are also rude now, apparently. Instead of calling someone, she says you have to text first now and ask the person if they're free to talk on the phone.
Oh, yeah. I do enjoy that. Like when you get a text.
Got a minute to talk?
Yeah, call me when you can. And then I'm like, okay, so I do want to speak with you verbally.
Mm-hmm.
A few more rules that she wants us to follow. She doesn't want us using periods at the end of texts. Don't always reply all to group emails. And only use emojis in moderation, especially in work emails. So really, like, take as much personality out of communication as possible.
Yeah. Don't use a period?
No, she doesn't want you using periods anymore at the end of texts.
That is going to be helpful when you're doing voice to text, because sometimes I do forget the punctuation.
Yeah. You just think they know.
Yeah.
There are many more loaded questions than, how do I look?
Mm. I've stopped that one.
How do I look?
I get more specific. It's like,
do you like this shirt?
How much of my butt is this jacket covering? Because then I will decide. I will put the judgment on it if it's too short or too, you know.
Well, even that's a loaded question, because if the response is not enough,
well, then
you don't want to hear that either.
Jerk.
Well, that's
they're not being very nice.
Okay, well,
then don't ask.
That's exactly right. They ask people what they really want to hear when they ask someone for an opinion on their physical appearance. Do they want the honest truth, or are they looking for reassurance and a compliment?
I think it's you're hoping for a compliment and also wanting this
bracing
person.
Yourself for the worst.
Well, no, wanting an honest answer, because if it does look stupid or not the way that you want it to,
then
they'll
know.
Be honest with you and you don't walk around.
But you're hoping they don't have to be honest.
You're hoping you're pulling it off and you're looking good. You know, right. You just kind of pray for that.
You're hoping it's a favorable answer.
Please, oh, please, oh, please.
Yeah. 63% of people, though, they claim they want to hear the truth. And that only 25% are actually fishing for a compliment. 12% are still thinking it through. There is a very big difference, though, between men's answers and women's answers. Only 18% of the men were looking for a compliment versus 32% of women.
That's
good to know.
If I find myself asking, how does this look? I usually take it off because just the
fact. You're not confident enough.
Yes. Just the fact that I'm even asking someone else how I look makes me think like, oh, you're not pulling that off.
But if I read that in you,
yeah,
and you're like, I'm not sure about this. What do you think, Jeff? I'll tell you, if I don't think it looks good on you, it's not you. It's that outfit. That's not flattering to you.
Right. But that's what I'm saying.
We could put you in 1,000 other things that look better than that.
I don't think I would even ask you. I would just be like, the fact that I want to ask you makes me feel like I'm not pulling it off for myself.
That it's not happening.
Yeah. Like, I don't feel it. I'm not feeling this. I should take it off.
Yeah.
But I think one way to give an honest response to someone who's asking for your opinion, and it's not necessarily a good one, is to say, it's not flattering to you, meaning you're better than that outfit. We just need to find the outfit that flatters you in the way you deserve to be flattered.
I mean, it's so dependent on the individual situation, because I can think of so many situations where I could give 5 or 6 or 12 different answers. You know, I mean, lately, my travel buddy will go back and forth trying to decide between two outfits. And, you know, she's beautiful. She's got a perfect figure. Everything looks good on her. So it comes back to,
what do you like yourself in?
What I think doesn't matter. What are you comfortable in? What do you feel good in? What makes you feel confident? What makes you feel sexy and pretty and fun? What reflects your personality the most? Is this doing it? Great. If it's not?
So if the answer is, I'm not really sure, that's why I'm asking other people's opinions. That tells me that you have a certain audience in mind. So my next question is, are you targeting this at women, or are you targeting this at men?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the message
you're
trying to get?
What's the goal?
Right. Do you ever take the physicality into the equation as well? Like, I have a friend who always wants to wear like super crazy high-heeled shoes or boots or sexy shoes.
Do it.
And we're going to a concert, and I'm like, you're not going to be able to pull that off for 6 hours. There's just not way. There's just no way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, you might want to rethink the shoes. Like, that's one
and
time.
And does she appreciate that?
Sometimes. But then other times she'll be like, I'm fine. And I'm like, we're going back to the hotel early because you couldn't wear those shoes on. You know what I mean?
You know what's coming.
Yeah. It's gotten better. There's been a definite evolution with age with this particular friend.
These flats look amazing.
Yeah. But sometimes I'm like, you might want to just take the ballet flats in your bag just in case.
I think what happens, I think there's a breaking point for most women when it comes to uncomfortable shoes, where all it takes is one time of saying, screw it, I am not dealing with these heels, I just don't have it in me, and they wear the comfortable shoes, because once you've broken that seal, from this point forward,
it's okay.
It will always be comfortable shoes.
Yeah,
always.
I've witnessed women who were about to toss the shoes, like they've had about enough. They've been standing there and they're like, all right, that's it. I'm taking these shoes off and I'm going to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And then that hot guy will say, you look amazing. And she's like, yeah, we're going to hang a little
it's
longer.
It's worth the pain.
You know what? We're going to stay right where we are.
She's not at the breaking point yet.
We're going to stay the course.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.